On a recent cold day in Copper, ski racer Alice McInnes suits up. She buckles her boots, puts on a back protector, and dons a tight-fitting speed suit.
Which is not very warm, but it's good for the aerodynamics.
She'll take a handful of runs today at the U.S. Ski Team's Speed Center. Professional skiers from around the world gather here to train for the Olympics. Today, McInnes is focusing on technique and making cleaner, faster turns. It's a big day for another reason. She's planning to ski the entire course from top to bottom, something she hasn't done since suffering a severe injury in March.
Feel comfortable? I mean, the snow is totally buff there.
Yeah, the snow's really good today.
Yeah. McInnes maps out the day's training plan with a team of coaches.
Going up?
Yeah.
Yes. And then pre-ski Super G?
Yeah.
Okay.
McInnes skis two courses here, a Super G and a giant slalom. The 24-year-old has been skiing since she was a toddler. She made her first turns at Sunlight Mountain Resort near Glenwood Springs. Now she skis with the likes of Lindsey Vonn and Michaela Schifrin. And if she makes it to Sochi, it'll be her second time at an Olympics. She competed in Vancouver in 2010. At Copper, McInnes makes her way down the course for the first time. The conditions are pretty good.
Snow's good today. It's better than I thought it was going to be. It's pretty...
Okay.
It was cold last night, so it hardened up pretty well.
She makes a few more runs and then readies for her last one, which will cover the entire length of the mountain.
Alice, top to bottom, baby. APL.
She takes off and flies down the course, dotted with gates that skiers zigzag around. So they make a figure eight down the mountain in less than 2 minutes. Partway down the course, McInnes flies by, going upwards of 65 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's her.
She was too fast to get a picture of. At the bottom, she says she's happy with today's training.
Last run of the day, I kind of knew the course and knew where all the terrain was, so I was able to ski more aggressively and push the line more. So it was a good run to finish on.
Her comeback to the sport is impressive. The crash she suffered in March broke her leg in 30 places. The doctors doubted she'd be training at year's end.
I mean, initially it was kind of like, you know, you're probably not going to even ski next season. Like, maybe you'd ski next January, but... you're certainly not going to race.
But the surgery and healing went better than expected. Now she has a metal plate and 11 screws in her leg. She says she's got an edge on the competition because of the injuries she's endured.
I'd say I'm pretty tough. You know, I've broken both of my legs, essentially, and come back from these injuries. And I kind of feel like with that sort of, you know, with that sort of situation, like, you have to be super tough to do it, and to make the Olympics is extremely hard, so it takes a certain kind of toughness to do that.
Pascal Hausler is one of McInnes' coaches. He says she's improving quickly because she has her sights set on the Olympics.
With her injury, I mean, we saw the pictures, we know what's in there in the leg, plates and screws, and I think it's amazing, you know, how she's doing.
Leanne Smith is on the U.S. ski team with McInnes. The team is like family, so she says she's closely watched McInnes improve.
Alice is a very hard worker. I think that should be probably the most important point of her in her ski career. And she's a lot of fun. It's nice to have people like Alice who you actually get along with and can see yourself being friends with outside of the sport.
Back out on the snow, McInnes feels confident after today's runs.
Today, I mean, I was definitely nervous to run the full length of the course, but finally I got up there and I was like, well, I just gotta do, like, I need to do this. Just go do it right now. And once I do it, I'm like, all right, and let's just keep moving forward and, you know, skiing faster and better.
It's that kind of attitude that will get McInnes to the Olympic Games. The team will be named before the games start on February 7th. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.